Well, joining us now live on the South Shore's Morning News, we have the Plymouth County Register of Deeds, John Buckley. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Good morning, Christine.
You know, it's interesting looking at the numbers for this year. I think a lot of us have been sort of like always waiting for the other shoe to fall, but the real estate market here in Plymouth County still continues to surprise me, and it makes me feel good because a lot of these numbers, I think, still look pretty good. Do you feel the same way?
Well, it's certainly not strong compared to years past. But from where we've been over the last year, June saw some improvement.
What kind of from January to June, what kind of an increase are you looking at?
Well, the big thing over that time period was the number of deeds, the number of sales of property got closer to what it had been last year. And that's a good sign that the deficit between the numbers of recordings have decreased. That's showing that we've had a little bump in sales, and clearly the market is affected by interest rates and a very short, low inventory. And those are the kind of things that aren't going to go right away, but still people are looking to buy homes.
And that's right, but the average sales price, that has still continued to see, I think, a small increase.
You know, and many people hear the news across the country and across Massachusetts that the average sale price has dropped here in Plymouth County by the real numbers that went up 1% last month, up to $602,943. So that has not slowed down in our marketplace.
And I know that foreclosures have started to come up, or foreclosure notices have started to increase a bit.
Yeah, foreclosures have increased. Remember now that we're comparing it to the moratorium during COVID. But they are serious increases in places like Brockton, where you saw 14 foreclosure notices. That's something to be concerned about.
No, it's interesting. I love when you have your historical document on display the last Friday of the month. And this month, you reminded me because I saw a little bit about what this one is about. I think a lot of people might forget or may not know that part of Maine, I guess, or the whole state of Maine, was actually part of Massachusetts at one time.
Yes, it was. And my first assistant, Tim White, was going on vacation with his family to Maine. So this one popped up that actually it was a decision by the colonial court in the Book of Laws in 1662. They had previously sold Kennebunk section of Maine, and this was a reconsideration of that sale. There are certain people within the colony that wanted to reconsider it and take it back. There was an opportunity to take it back, but they voted not to do that, to let it go its course.
That's interesting. So when you said sale, were they selling it to the state of Maine? Was that it, just a portion of it?
Probably to investors up in that part of the world, you know.
What's so interesting, reading the language in there, you know, with the old English, it's you feel like you really have to do a translation because it really takes some time to pick your way through it and figure out what they're talking about.
They decided, quote, not to meddle with the sale, but to ratify the sale thereof.
Okay, now that part I do understand. Now, for people that are not familiar with the way you present these documents, when can they see them?
Well, the second floor of the Plymouth County Registry of Deeds has a room, the Plymouth County Records Room, that we have one document on display on the last Friday of the month, and that would be July 28th. From 9 to 1 o'clock, people can come in and view that record. And obviously, the records of the colony are fascinating in the handwriting of Bradford and other prior governors. And we invite people to take advantage of those opportunities, particularly those that are interested in our great history.
Well, you know what? It is fascinating, and we appreciate you sharing that with us every month. Again, that's the Plymouth County Register of Deeds, John Buckley. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Well, thanks for having us, Christine.
Thank you.